Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Give It To You. As with 10 minutes and 3 seconds left in the second quarter, Chris Kolarvik broke through, got a little help from Mr. Tag. He pushed his way through, got a clean block, took it off the foot, and Malcolm Hartzog picked it up and ran it 30 yards to turn a 7-7 game into, for that moment, a real party at Memorial Stadium. You've been on special teams. Look, it's not happened here. So when it happened, we speak a little louder about it. Right. How big was that for the game, for the team, for the players, for the fans? How big is a play like that on special teams?
Oh, that's huge. I mean, it's a tie game, and, you know, it's the opportunity to do that right there and, you know, to make a play, and it's something that we hadn't done up until then. And so, I mean, it's huge. It's huge for the players to give them belief. It's huge. Sometimes you got to call those type of pump blocks to get guys to play more aggressive. It's almost like sometimes if you have, like, a young defense or young players, you know, instead of getting him, you know, thinking so much, get him on the move. Same thing when, you know, special teams. Get some guy, you know, Chris Kolarvik, you look at a guy with the, you know, size and speed type of thing, he should be a pretty good factor on special teams, along with Taggy, who's was really good on special teams last year. And then you got the young man Hartzog that, you know, was able to scoop and score. And so it was a game changer and a momentum changer to get it. And then next thing you know, we're up 21-7. Now what they can learn from is kind of watch this game. We're up 21-7, and we can learn from it as a staff and as a, you know, offense, defense, and special teams. Okay, well, now we're up 21-7. It might not be 21-7 the next time. We might be up 17-7. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there's so many minutes going in half. Now we need to get better as a football team going in the half, because we came out pretty good. Now, which is in that we should talk about that, right? Notoriously, Nebraska's been horrible coming out of halftime. Mm-hmm. Right? Well, what'd they do? Come right out. Well, they score. We scored. Defensive stop. Score again. Defense stop. Right, so it's not that easily, but obviously it came out and we didn't lose the game being 21-21 after we lost all the momentum in the third quarter. Now the fourth quarter is where we kind of, separated ourselves. So that's where I was a little wrong. But them coming out and playing better, especially defensively, in the third quarter, it was really refreshing, especially after going in and not playing well. And I think those are the things you can work on. You can look at 4 minutes or whatever it is going into half, offensively really hone in on why we were stymied, you know, in the third quarter, which was a lot of self-induced wounds. And then we could talk about, okay, well, this is what we didn't do for a quarter and, like, some change. This is what we did do for this fourth quarter. So we got to mix both of them and eliminate that third quarter kind of lull, because we can play good football for four quarters. We're allowed to do that, and this is how we can do it.
Well, I love the fact we figured out that there's no law against Nebraska blocking a punt. Like, I was like,
yeah, that
cool.
Was great. Yeah, that was amazing. Good. And then next thing you know, mm-hmm. if we can get a punt return or something, then you can kind of get guys to believe in it a little
What's
bit.
What's the problem with the punt return thing? Why is it this so difficult here, more difficult here at Nebraska than anywhere I've ever been around?
Well, Trey had a good return. Just got to do a really good job of guys holding up.
How long into your Nebraska career were you on special teams?
What do you mean, how long into
so
it? I was on special
your first
teams
play,
every
Your
year,
first
every,
play, right? Your first
yeah, my
play.
My whole career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it just – I pay attention to
I was on special teams, and if I ever was off of special teams or, like, getting a rest or a blow.
Right.
I mean, I always took notes and studied because I knew I'd get in there.
Yeah, and I thought from this vantage point, that the crowd became, I mean, it was already at a good level, but the punt block turned it into what I felt like was a real Husker crap.
Right, yeah. I mean, that can do it. I mean, special teams should be looked at as an opportunity to do something special. Punt, punt return, kick, kickoff return. Do something special. Just, I mean, something could be, you know, really like Buscini hitting the punt and coughing corner. That's huge. Or it hitting on the 3-yard line, taking a bounce, and Nebraska's gunner or a coverage guy jumps and knocks it back in, and we got them started at the 2-yard line. So it's just things that can, you know, you need to embrace, and hopefully that play will catapult them as a special teams unit to continue to have a positive effect and a game altering effect in our way every game.
From the Texan, Drew says this, I love seeing some butt-cheering and accountability. What I love is most of the athletes on both occasions, they looked their coach right in the eye. That's respect. It's also relieving to see players pulled when they aren't getting the job done, even if it's your quarterback. And quarterback's a unique position for players.
Yeah, you're the only one, and everybody notices it too.
Right?
You know, sometimes if a lineman gets pulled, it might take you like 2 or 3 plays before you know if he's in there, because you don't know if it's like an extra lineman or, you know, or whatever, you know, maybe a different, you know, group going in. So, hey, look, man, that's part of football. That, again, just because you get pulled doesn't mean you're not going to go back in. You know, I think they said they, you know, Grant kind of sat down for a little while because they said he wasn't seeing the field or whatever.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
He's like one of the top leading rushers in the nation. And it can't be, you know, it's not always a punishment. Sometimes it's done to help you. Nobody likes getting pulled. A true competitor.
Different advantage. Yeah. Different advantage is important.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's sometimes
and when you
on the
have
bench.
A young team that doesn't have any established players, I mean, that's the way it's got to be.
Sitting on the bench. From the text line, Jay, the question is, what's the difference? What's the purpose? What's the mission behind associate head coach versus assistant coach?
Well, assistant coaches, I think you're just primarily a position coach. I think when you're associate head coach, I think you're like right in, you know, you're somebody that the head coach comes to for advice. I think, I don't know what it is. I mean, there's some associate head coaches that is just a name, and some are just really heavily involved as like kind of de facto head coach. So it kind of depends on the structure is.
Is that next in line? Is that next in authority?
It can be, or it gives you more authority to kind of police some things and do some stuff. So it just kind of depends on, that varies team by team.
I'd love to know what is put in the contracts and what's the additional responsibility of being.
Yeah, I don't know.
An associate head coach. Like, there's a reason legacy is picked up. And if you're the head coach, you're doing it to either keep a person or you're afraid that you're going to lose your job.
Well, nobody that is afraid is going to lose their job is going to promote somebody as associate head coach. I think sometimes, you know, Bill Walsh and all those guys with their and like Mike Tomlin and Bill Cowher, sometimes you have a – this is the pro level. You have associate head coach, right, where you're kind of grooming them and helping them become a head coach. So you're not afraid. You're like, this dude has a lot of potential, so
well,
they need –
Well, that's where I was going with it.
You have somebody that has a lot of potential. Like I need – you know, you have – some positive things that are coming into that you already bring that you can both learn from. And that's a part of coaching. If you're coaching, if you're, and this is in general, this is flat when it has to do with sports.
Yeah.
It's in particular coaching
and
down there. If you're afraid, if you're doing anything because like you're insecure, that's not going to work. If you're like, hey man, you know, if you're already a professional, you're here for a reason. It'll seep out of your pores in some form or fashion. If you're, you know, making up some bootleg rules or something like that because you want to make up rules just to make up rules, right? Like, I always say like this: if if Ohio State's not doing it, then why are you doing it? Convince me right now. Mm. Right? Because if Ohio State's doing it and they're not afraid of it, then why are you? Because you ain't Ohio State. So if Alabama's not doing it and then you're doing it, then explain to me what makes you – you get what I'm saying? I always try to look at it real simple. Like, why go in there and try to do something that the best people in the world ain't doing?
Copying success is one of the easiest way to turn bad coaching situations into good.
And then put your little spice on it.
Yeah, turning bad ones into good. Jay, Mickey made several comments today, and he used the word that you've used, and he spoke about it with the same passion. He called this team tough. How long of a journey has that been?
I mean, for him, probably. For him, he's like, hey, man, well, he's leaving from LSU. He's like, hey, this is different. You know, I think tough, it could be different. You got to be tough mentally. You got to be tough physically. You got to be tough spiritually. You got to be tough in the things that you got to continue to show up. You got to be tough to take hard coaching. You got to be in tough a lot of ways to take praise as well, because you can't let praise soften you up and lower your expectations and make you too comfortable. So, look, man, I mean, here's the thing. Like, you can coach kids as hard as you need to, right? Doesn't mean you don't have confidence in them. That means I know you can – I'm getting the best out of you.
You can do better.
So when you do that, then you're extremely confident because you know that you've pushed the guys. And so, you know, I think he's – you know, again, I said this from the get – he's speaking and breathing confidence into them. Holistically and for real. So when he's saying it, he's meaning it. And then if he's coming to Jay Foreman and say, Jay, dude, you busting cover three, dude. You keep messing up, you're going to be over there to be assistant coach for a little while. Do I like hearing it? No, but the reality is, okay, I get it. Or I need to do this better. Or this is why you – I think I heard where he said that when he talked to Casey didn't like it and he explained it to him. Okay, well then in that case, these kids – and I learned this where they want to know the why. Here's what people don't understand about why kids want to know the why. They really want to know to make sure that you care about them enough to discipline them. That's what why means. That's really what it means. So they might not like the why, the reason, but they can understand the reason if you show them the respect and you care about them enough to explain it to them.
I loved what Mickey said today. One thing about these players now, they're going to know that we can talk. That we can actually talk. It's a big deal.
Well, there's a thing like here's what he means by that, or I can't speak for him, but here's the way I would interpret it. We're actually conversating, and I'm not just, all right, yeah. I'm not snowballing you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, good. Look, lines of communication is good. Doesn't mean it's always going to be like
open door.
You know, peaches and cream.
Being able to have players talk, come in and get answers to their questions so they can go back and get better. That's really what it is. We'll throw it a break. We'll go back. We'll close out old school. Set you up for, let's see, what's happening? Oh, that's right. What's the word? Monday night football pancakes, talking tens and in the pocket, all here on 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.